While the medical staff struggled to treat Ron, the correctional staff was having great fun at his expense. For amusement, some of the prison guards enjoyed playing with the new intercom on H Unit. Each cell had a two-way speaker to the control room, yet another smart toy to keep the guards as far away from the inmates as possible. But it wasn't far enough.
"Ron, this is God,"
a haunting voice called into Ron's cell deep in the night.
"Why did you kill Debbie Carter?"
A pause, then the guards would snicker as they heard Ron screaming through his door.
"I didn't kill anybody! I am innocent!"
His deep, raspy voice rattled through the southwest quad and disrupted the quiet. The seizure would last an hour or so, upsetting the other inmates but greatly humoring the guards. When things were quiet, the voice returned.
"Ron, this is Debbie Carter. Why did you kill me?"
His tormented screams would go on and on.
"Ron, this is Charlie Carter. Why did you kill my daughter?"
The other inmates begged the guards to stop it, but they were having too much fun. Rick Rojum believed that two of the more sadistic guards, in particular, lived for the fun of mistreating Ron. The abuse went on for months.
"Just ignore them," Rick pleaded with his cellmate. "If you ignore them, they'll quit."
Ron couldn't grasp this idea. He was determined to convince everyone around him that he was innocent, and bawling it at the top of his lungs seemed the appropriate way. Often, when he couldn't scream any longer, when he was physically spent or too hoarse to continue, he would stand with his face close to the speaker and whisper incoherently for hours. Leslie Delk finally heard of the fun and games and fired off a letter on October 12, 1992, to the manager of H Unit. It read, in part, "Also, I had mentioned to you that I had been hearing from different folks that Ron was being harassed through the intercom by certain guards who apparently find it humorous to taunt the crazies and get them to react. I am continuing to hear about this problem, and most recently heard that Officer Martin walked up to the door of Ron's cell and started harassing him and taunting him. I believe that the content of these usually revolve around Ricky Jo Simmons and Deborah Sue Carter. From what I understand, Officer Reading stepped in to get Officer Martin to quit his behavior, but had to repeatedly tell him to quit harassing Ron before Martin actually stopped. I have heard Officer Martin's name from several different sources now as being one of the people who routinely harass Ron, and so I would like to know if you could investigate this matter and take appropriate action. Maybe it would be beneficial for you to have some training sessions for your guards who have to deal with those inmates who are mentally ill." Not all of the guards were cruel. A female guard stopped by Ron's cell late one night for a chat. He looked awful and said he was starving, said he hadn't eaten for days. She believed him. She left and returned a few minutes later with a jar of peanut butter and a loaf of stale bread. In a letter to Renee, Ron said he enjoyed the feast immensely, and there wasn't a crumb left over.